All right, Jordan Smith, hey, man, good speed all day. And if I told you the start of the day, you're going to crash in the main event and you're still going to get on the podium, you'll take it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt good all day today. I was telling the team, like, after the last qualifying practice, I was like, I'm pretty sure that was, like, my best practice ever as a professional. I've been doing it for a while, so that says something. And I just felt so comfortable all day and just was struggling with that sand section all day, you know. And I think a lot of
people went down in it twice in the main.
Yeah. I think a lot of people were. It's tough whenever it's like no bottom to that stuff, and they just build these big rollers, and it's like you just never know where you're going to knife or whatever. So, it was if I could have got that figured out, I think it could have been a little better. But, overall, good night.
Yeah, it looked like right from the start of the day. I mean, you have speed. We know this. But right from the start of the day, you looked a little maybe spicier than normal. Like, you looked like, aggressive and stuff. Like,
Yeah, I mean, I feel like even in the years that I was, like, winning some races and just podium guy every weekend, like, I came into, you know, each race and, like, I wasn't the best in the whoops, you know, like I didn't have the most, I was good in the whoops, but I didn't have the most confidence in them. Like, but right now, like just the off season we had and the bike and the team and everything, like I just had a lot of confidence coming into today, you know, like today was one of the first times I showed up to the first round and like been like, okay, like podium it is, you know, like we're going for the win tonight, you know? So, it was a really good feeling and, makes me excited for the next 9 rounds.
How good is the bike?
It's great. It's great. I mean, it's so fast and, you know, they have so many years of just, you know, it's like you go back, it's like, yeah, we're going to put you on the Cooper Webb winning setup, you know, or the Aaron Plessner winning setup or the Dylan Ferrandis or, you know, and it's like, it's the same bike and it's just, it's proven. And, even, you know, like you just have to have confidence in it, you know, and confidence in the team and the suspension guys, motor guys. Like if they tell you something, you do it because obviously it's working.
And the competition during the week is great also, right? Like,
Yeah. I mean, that's a big change. One of the biggest changes for me is just being able to ride with those like really fast guys. Like I've always had a good program at MTF, but sometimes have lacked like the competition during the week. And it's like always been a stopwatch competition, you know, and, this year, getting to ride with, you know, Nate, Levi, Jay Coop on the 450, Eli was there for a little while, Dylan, like, every day you got to be on top of your game, and even if you are on top of your game, you still might not be the fastest guy, you know? So it's pretty cool.
We're talking about you this week on one of my dumb shows, and we're like, this is his last chance, like, you're on a factory bike, like, you know, we know you got skill, got to stay upright, we're like, do you feel like this is maybe your last kick on a can on a real good team?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got to make it work, you know, like, I mean, we were talking about the bike is amazing. It's the best bike I've been on. I'm older now. I've been around. I should have it figured out by now. Yeah. But it's kind of crazy because, like, I felt like a rookie, but I almost feel like a rookie, like, coming into these things, you know, like, it's been so long since I was, like, really up there, and I've had so many injuries. I mean, 2019, I did 3 races. 2020, I did 4. 2021, I did 3 or 4. You know, I did the whole season last year, but it's like, it's just different now.
Yeah, I bet. Well, good job, man. And yeah, it was impressive tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.